Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jeanette Abney. I didn't hear them say that we were on the air. However, we are on the air. So let me log on our guest. Good afternoon. Hey, how are you doing today?
I am awesome. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but it seems like we may be having some type of...
You know. Let me see.
Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
You know what? For some reason, it didn't even give me my 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I'm just sitting up here waiting, thinking I got 58 seconds left. And it's interesting because today's show, we're talking about lights, action, camera. I would have been in trouble. They would have been like, Jeanette, where you at? Where you at? Okay, so I had to take the mic off because some kind of way I was having some technical difficulties. So, hi, good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney. I want to thank you for joining us here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Now, today's topic, we're going to be talking about light, cameras, action. And one of the reasons we came up with this topic is because I have a young lady on the air today. And you know what? I hate to say, when I did my Facebook Live, I still pronounced your name wrong. But it is Katanya Pittman.
It is.
And she's from the Los Angeles Film and Recording School, located in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. Now, I want to thank you for joining me on the air today. I really appreciate you because with all that's going on, you know, we all have a story to share, be it in a book, a movie, a play, or lyrics in a song. But one of the things that I'm noticing is that many individuals do not know how to birth their vision or idea. Such an idea, concept, conception, thought, whether it's a notion, impression, is what exists in the minds of an individual until we're able to bring it out. However, there needs to be a formulation or a plan. With the way our world is evolving in the areas of arts, music, and, you know, entertainment, now is a good time to gather information, to put your ideas and dream to paper, and let's get it out there. Now, individuals such as Ava DuVernay, probably pronouncing wrong, Spike Lee Daniels, Ron Howard, you know, Steven Spielberg, Quentin Tarantino, just to name a few, started somewhere, yet look where they are now. Now, I want to thank you for joining us. Now, tell the listeners who you are, what you do, and we're going to talk about some things because even on how you even contacted me, because it was just a simple phone call. So tell
yes.
who you are.
Well, I am Katanya Pittman, and I work at the Los Angeles Film School. I am an admissions rep. So what we do is get people ready to go ahead and just leap for their dreams. That's what we do. We've been here for about 20 years. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I appreciate you because, like I said, you just called my number out the blue. How did you even get my name?
Well, we work on a call system sometime, and sometimes they could have put the wrong number in, maybe. But it's just a blessing.
Yeah, you asked for the wrong one. And that was so funny because I know you know, and I'm the type of person when I'm bored, I'll talk to people, strangers. You know, I used to get in trouble for that. My mother used to say, Jeanette, don't talk to strangers. I'll say, what's your name? And they'll tell me their name. I'll tell them, my mom, that's not a stranger. Their name is so-and-so. I used to get in so much trouble. Because you call me asking for a whole different name, and we just started a whole conversation. I am just crazy. I'm just a tall kid.
That's because it was meant to be.
Correct. And I'm going to tell you what else was interesting was, as I put the information out on Facebook today, one of the ladies that I connect with a lot, her name is Talisha Berry, and she's the editor and the owner of Courageous Woman Magazine. And I sent her a text message and asked her to call in because she had indicated two of her children graduated from your school in Los Angeles. And I thought that was quite awesome because I had sent her a message and was telling her to have them either call in or she can call in because she does a lot of things, too, in regards to, like, writing plays. Her son was on Girlfriends. He played Jamal. And, one of her daughters is a photographer. She does photography. And they do a lot of different things in the entertainment business. And I wanted her to share a story, and I guess she take it too long, so I'm putting it out there for her. Because she does a lot of different things, too, because she has a very talented family. But I believe they relocated from Detroit, because I think she was born in Detroit, and moved here so that her children can go into the industry.
Nice.
And, you know, and I think I share with you, I also have family members of my own who's also in the industry also. So what made you even consider going into that field of work, even doing admissions?
Just because, just helping people get a chance to see a different aspect of the entertainment world, you know. We offer so many programs here. Like we offer film production, we offer music production, audio production, entertainment business. We also do offer animation and visual effects too as well. So these are different programs that they could venture out into, and we help them, you know, launch their dreams. That's what we're here for, you know. So for me getting into it, I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry anyway, but as far as education is concerned and just making sure they have a platform to learn and actually have that hands-on training here, because that's what we're about. We're about just networking, all of our instructors. They're in an entertainment business anyway, so they take time out of their busy schedule to come teach our students. Yeah.
Correct. So it's interesting because I remember being a kid, those cameras used to be so intimidating. When I was seeing them big old cameras, I'd be like, oh, Lord. And now that I'm getting older, I don't know if I want a camera in front of me because I'd be hot all the time.
Yeah, those lights, they do. They get really, really hot.
Being there just a sweat. I was just at having my grandson graduated from elementary school, and my granddaughter grew up. I just broke out in a sweat. My grandbaby said, "Gran,
oh, no.
Why you don't be one sweating and ain't nobody else hot?" I was like, "Leave it alone, baby, leave it alone." So,
oh, my goodness.
As you see the people out there, I commend you because it would just be hot.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I want you to
well,
share
behind
some information.
You,
you are what?
I'm behind the scenes, so I'm an admissions rep. So, yeah, so what I do is get them ready to get to school, you know, make sure that they have everything that they need. So the first thing they would have to do is give me a call, you know. Can I leave my number?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So they can definitely give me a call. Again, my name is Katanya Pittman, and the number is 323, area code, 769-2719, and we're located 6363 Sunset Boulevard. That's right on Sunset and Vine. So, yeah, give me a call if you're interested in any of the programs, film production, music production, audio production, entertainment business, animation, and we'll get you set to go ahead and follow your dreams, because that's where it starts, getting a little bit of education, you know, get familiar with the industry, and then, man, launch yourself. It's a pretty, pretty good program, definitely.
And, you know, and it's interesting because growing up in Compton in the Los Angeles area, a lot of individuals felt that because we were so close to Hollywood and, you know, I remember going to Universal Studios and, you know, individuals had these big old dreams and this infatuation with things. I still remember the thing Jaws and all that other stuff. I used to wonder how they made those movies. You know, I ain't been in a long time if I remember Jaws, okay? But, you know, people used to wonder, how did people get into that industry? And it was so limited at one time to where now it is evolving in so many different areas. To I remember even with my daughter, I have a daughter, she's very talented. And when she was 6 years old, she was like, Mom, I want to be in a talent show. I was like, no, I felt like Carrie's mother. They're going to laugh at you. You know,
no.
But she was just a natural entertainer. Girl, she was. She was a natural entertainer. But by that same token, a lot of individuals don't know where to go. So she did stuff in school, like she did show choir, she sung some plays, she did all of this stuff. But then she just lost interest in it. And I remember going to these showcases, and I know sometimes individuals become intimidated because they think all they want is my money or something. I'm going to talk about this. These parents that have kids that don't have no talent, but they want you to make them a superstar. You know,
oh my goodness.
But when you put them in school, you know, because you got John Robert Powers, you got all of these different places where people can go, and sometimes they say you're a dreamer. We're going to talk a little bit about branding, because that's a whole other thing that individuals have to do, because you want to make sure you not only obtain the education, but you also become employable. And because attitude has a lot to do with it, your confidence have a lot to do with it, you know, because there are some individuals that are sitting on their talent. So let's talk a little bit about even trying to get them in the door. Where do you recruit, or do you advertise?
Because
we got this big old Hollywood sign. People even know about it.
So this is what they do. They can go online to lafilm.edu, and they can pull it all up. We have our alumni page on there. The different programs. Also, we give tours. We give tours of the campus every day. So they definitely can give me a call, and I can set up them a VIP tour where they can come check out the campus, check out the studios we have for the music production, and audio production, check out the film sets, just to see if it is, in fact, a good fit for them. But also, speaking of our branding, we do have an entertainment business program, which is a part of the marketing program and branding and getting different things like that under their belt. So they'll be well-rounded, not only with music, but also with film too. And we have awesome instructors. So, yeah, they definitely – the first step is just get here. Get here to the campus, take the tour, and I'm sure the tour – I definitely can say it's going to blow their mind, because they get a chance to see the sets that we work with and the audio production rooms and different things like that. The boards and everything, our instructors are just amazing. So, yeah, they'll definitely be in for a really, really good treat.
You know, it's interesting. I have a very vivid imagination. I don't know why when you said that. Debbie Allen dropped into my spirit, and all I could think of was Fame. Because growing up back in the 70s and the 80s,
I remember Fame.
And watching how they went to classes, how they went to school, how, you know, Debbie Allen would instruct individuals. And that just popped into my head just like, boom, you know. But
yes.
You know, a lot of people don't even know that these different things exist, because you're talking about
not only
in film. And when I did my research, and I'm looking at some information, and it talks about the Los Angeles Film School, and even though it, you know, it is located in Los Angeles, California, and one of the things, too, is they also offer associate and bachelor degrees.
That's right.
That they can obtain a degree, because sometimes you think that you're just going to get training classes, or you're going to be coached on certain things, but you can get a and obtain a degree and majors related to the entertainment industry, because with that degree, that's something nobody can take from you. You know, I like to talk, but I really don't know much about radio. So when people start, I'm learning as I go along about these different things. You know, I just put stuff together. But when you can get a degree, because the school encompasses the Los Angeles Recording School, and it's an accredited school, too. Because
yes,
that's another thing people need to realize, because sometimes individuals have either went to schools, obtained information, and could not do anything with that degree, but yet sometimes they have experience. And the school was just recently founded. It looked like you guys are going to be celebrating a 20-year anniversary.
Yes, we did already.
See, y'all should have called y'all before then, because Then
yeah.
I said, I'm pretty sure y'all had food. Y'all had, see, I said, you should have contacted
me.
Oh, man,
we had a big deal. You know what? Speaking of that, we are having an open house on Saturday. Anyone is welcome to come. It's an open house. It started at 10 o'clock. We're going to have breakfast, lunch, and you'll get a chance to tour our campus and meet our extraordinary faculty members. So definitely do that. I'm just putting that out there. That's what's going to be happening Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to have to have my intern post that on our website and put that out there. I know I have some groups I have to do, but I think I might be able to sneak away for a little while. It's from 10 until what time?
It's about 2 o'clock. 10 until 2 o'clock. But you know what? You can also go on our website and click on our calendar of events, and it'll be right there. And click on it; it'll give you a detail of details of what's going to be happening that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a whole calendar of events where they can go on. And check out the different events that we have.
I mentioned something about Debbie Allen. I see you guys got a Dee Dee Allen there. Teaching and editing is, I guess, basically. Because I'm looking at this information right now. You know, and a lot of times individuals don't even realize. I remember my daughter told me one time, a lot of times individuals want to be that superstar, or they want to be the person in front of the camera, not realizing that they also, in order to be in front of the camera, the people behind the camera is the one that also get a lot of credits and all of that stuff, too.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about those jobs that are behind the camera before we go into this superstar role.
Well, there are so many aspects of behind the camera that you can do. I wanted to mention that one of our alumni and a director of murder mystery film, I think it just came out on, I believe, Netflix, our alumni, he's the director of that. We just had a little Q&A here on, what was that, Tuesday, June 11th. It was really, really good, really, really good. So, again, just go on the website, check out the events, and you guys could definitely try to RSVP some things here.
You know what, I said,
your...
I like that. I really like that because, like I said, so much stuff, you know, dealing with the technical, the sounds, because, like I said, even growing up, you know, I sung in school choirs. I did a whole lot of other little stuff when I was a kid. Now I can't do it because I can't do school choirs because I forget all the words. I got to do a solo, and then I got to be careful with my solo. That way, one of I know
oh
I messed
God.
Up. I done forgot the words. Singing my own words. You be forgetting all of this stuff. You know, you got to practice and do all that other stuff. But the bottom line is, when we're talking about that, like I said, these are things that have been going on for so long. And like I said, so many individuals have moved from all over the world just to move to Los Angeles. But they're noticing now that there's things that's happening in Georgia. New York industry has gotten really big. You know, so other Canada, they're doing a lot of film productions in a lot of different places, but you do want to get the education because the education is very, very, very important. So we don't want to bypass that, you know, and a lot of times individuals are afraid that they're going to get scammed because they'd be like, bring your kid to the mall or, you know, sign up for this. And even myself, when I get phone calls from individuals want me to do certain things, I have to be careful and weed out certain things, even with radio, because I remember a person told me a long time ago about a podcast, and I didn't even know what a podcast was. And now even Dr. Phil and a lot of famous individuals now are doing something as simple as a podcast. People can generate an income off of these things and YouTubing, you know, and learning about these different things, too. And that kind of goes back to the branding. But now, only in film, you mentioned something about Netflix. I remember when Netflix first came out, I thought it was no big deal. But Netflix got some. I be Netflix binging sometimes. I go to Compton, I be sitting up there on the couch watching the same stuff over and over again, so many different episodes. So we know about the name brand like CBS, ABC, NBC, and all that. But now people are doing things on Netflix. They're doing something about, you know, the Black Film Sundance. It's so many
platforms that you can do.
Correct. Can you talk about that a little bit, just to give the audience some information in regards to that?
Well, that part, I'm new to that part. my thing is just getting them here and getting them to the Los Angeles Film School so they can have some type of direction as to what type of career that they want to pursue. So that's my thing. But the cool thing is we have a career development center here that will help them with their portfolios and different things like that and do different internships and, just job searching and all that stuff. We have that here to get them ready for that. And the cool thing about it is they can internship. They can intern here. You know, like I said, Netflix is not too far from here, not to mention the other brands that are here in Hollywood, because we're smack dab in the middle of Hollywood. We're in the middle of all this stuff. So.
Yeah, because another one is with Warner Brothers. I think Warner Brothers has gotten really big. And, you know, like you said, Netflix, Google is doing some stuff now, you know, and I'm just like, wow. A lot of that stuff didn't even exist when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, and not only just the film industry, even with music. I remember when, you know, BET was out and we was watching Black Entertainment Television with the videos. And when they start putting faces to music, it kind of changed, in my opinion, it changed the music industry. To where, a lot of times they were talking about the rappers and all of that stuff, but even just the R&B, the R&B, the love songs, the different types of music that was out there, even the blues and the jazz. So when they started putting videos to the music, that was another thing that changed.
So much.
And, you know, and I want to speak on a lot is animation. When you're talking about animation, can you share with the listeners or give us some insight in regards to that? Because, you know, I remember back in the day, people used to draw a little thing. You had to put on flashcards. You got to draw the same thing over and over again, flip it like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
A reel to reel, you know.
Right.
You got to put everything on one little card. You know, I'm telling my age, huh?
Oh, I really. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So we do have an animation and visual effects program. We also have Animation Smash, too, which is you can definitely go online and check that out, too, as well. Let's see. You can go on the website, click on the programs, and animation and visual effects will pop up. And with that program, there are so many aspects of what you can do with that. We have an alumni that has graduated, and he had no idea what he actually really wanted to do as far as animation was concerned. So, you know, he drew, he knew how to do that, make 3D characters and different things like that, design web what is it? I lost my train of thought. Design games, video games, and different things like that. He went on to move to go to Toyota. So now he designs cars for Toyota. So it's so many aspects of animation that you can get into. Yeah.
You know, somebody just sent me some information, and I'm looking at my Facebook, and I'm trying to type and talk all at the same time. It's like talking and chewing bubble gum. But one of the things that they indicated was they want to be an extra in movies. And a lot of times individuals didn't even realize that there were extras until you get to looking at stuff. You'd be like, wait a minute, that don't look like Bruce Lee or that arm don't match, you know.
Or a stunt dummy or something like that.
Yeah, stunt dummy, you know. So how would a person, would going to school and learning about the film industry, would that benefit them if they want to be extras in movies? Because my daughter has a friend, and she's into modeling, and she used to go, I'm trying to remember that movie that they had put out a while ago where individuals would go to places, to like a fill-in. So how would a person go about becoming a fill-in or doing an extra in a movie?
Now that's not my forte. But with the film industry, we kind of just get them ready for the film industry, so film production and different things like that. So in the classes, they may do a little bit of acting, but it's not their major. You know what I mean? So it's not going to set them up for specifically acting. This is the film production, so it's setting them up for film directing, cinematography, things like that.
Now, my next question, because I hear what you're saying, and like Ava Devaney, I don't want to say her name wrong and give her disjustice, but she's a director. And when you're talking about going to film school, and I mean, for years we, you know, we knew Spike Lee because he had a lot of different ethnic movies out there, and then came Lee Daniels. We got Ron Howard from Happy Days. He started directing movies. You know, we knew Steven Spielberg from, he was a film maker, and all you think of is E.T. and Quentin Tarantino, Harrison Ford, who was an actor who went into directing and producing, just like Harrison Ford, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio. So all of these individuals are putting things out there, but you know what? There's also individuals that can, that have these stories, the visions, you know, that they can birth. And it's kind of like putting pen to paper, and it's like write what you know. And somebody's telling me that a lot of times people don't always want to hear about an autobiography unless it can motivate, encourage. Because when they just did this thing about the what happened in Central Park, that was an awesome story, because that is something that even though it was real life, these things are actually happening. Now, going to school, I didn't like English. And I'm looking at even what I just put on Facebook, and I spelled some words kind of wrong because I guess I was up early.
Well, you know, you didn't have your coffee. That's, it starts with coffee.
Yeah, I didn't have my coffee. You know, my hand hurt. I'm trying to type stuff up and put it out there, you know. So a lot of individuals become intimidated, especially in school, and writing these short plays, these things. Can a person, and I don't know if you have the answer to this, but can you be a writer and write something and solicit it to individuals that are, you know, out there putting these movies and stories and stuff together? Because we also have what's called Lifetime. A lot of Lifetime movies were real life movies too before we had Netflix. But
yeah,
are these
absolutely
some of the subjects and areas that are taught at your school?
So for our film production program, they're definitely going to get into the production of it. They're going to get into cinematography. They're going to get into directing, producing, and all that aspect. They're going to do a little bit of acting. They're going to be well-rounded for the film production industry, well-rounded. So they want to touch on all those little intricate pieces to be in the film industry.
Wow. You know, I like that, because when you're talking about, and the fact that you can obtain a degree, It's because you could take that degree and you could take it and you can show that, you know, I've studied, I'm knowledgeable, even though you may not know everything. Because I know a lot of times individuals kind of feel like people steal their ideas, you patent certain things, or, you know, you're putting movies out there. I was watching even Wendy Williams on her talk show this morning before I came into the office, and how she's connecting with other individuals. And I think she had either was the director of the Whitney Houston's movie or something. So you know individuals that are playing a lot of different roles, a lot of different, you know, where they're here one day and they're doing something else another day. And that's one of the things I like about an education is that people can't take that away from you.
Exactly. Exactly. We get them ready. We get them ready and well-rounded so that when they do get a chance to get into the industry, it starts right here at the Los Angeles Film School. It starts right here. So because they can network here, they network. We have Q&As and different things like that for our students with different directors and of films and movies and audio, music, BT, and all that great stuff. So we have those Q&As here for them to talk to and keep them inspired and, you know, motivated to go ahead and get that degree and finish and we'll walk across the stage and, yeah, it's a pretty it's an accelerated program, so it's not a traditional college. So to get their associates, it's only going to take 18 months, and to get their it's only 18 months, and then to get their bachelor's, it's another 18 months, so 32 months. So it's
now,
very
what
accelerated.
About financial assistance? Do they offer? Do you guys offer grants? Loans,
absolutely.
I know when we get caught up in the cost. Everybody is so intimidated by, first of all, how much is this going to cost me? And, you know, when you start talking about student loans, it's like, ooh, I don't need no student loan. That's what I thought when you called me. I was like, I don't need no student loan, even though I need that law degree, but ooh-wee. So what are some of the things
that
they have for incentive to get individuals into school?
The cool thing about it is that we do offer financial aid, but we also also offer different scholarships for our students, which is super, super cool. And all of that's going to be on our website, too, losangelesfilmschool.edu. That's going to be on the website. Definitely check that out. So really all they need to come to get here is a high school diploma or GED. Fill out the application. They call me, and we'll set up that tour. They get here, and they know that this is what they want to do. This is their passion, and they're a good fit. We make it happen. We make it happen.
Now, you just said something. Passion is one thing and a good fit. Tell me what you look for when you say a good fit, because I would want to know what are some of the challenges, what are some of the pitfalls, what are some of the different things. So let's start with the good fit. What do you mean by a good fit?
So when I say good fit, I mean, like, to make sure that they don't have anything that's going to stop them from continuing their education. And those are questions that we ask them. Like, what's going to prevent you from getting to school? What's going to prevent you from being on time? What's going to prevent you from following your dreams? You know, we ask those questions to make sure that they are definitely grounded, they have stability, they have a support system that's going to be there for them, because it's not going to be, like, easy, you know, but it's not going to be that hard. 95% of it is just showing up, you know, you want to show up. So definitely that, and, you know, and just seeing their passions. Like, if this is a passion for you and not just a hobby, because some people go to school because it's just a hobby. But we don't want that. We want this to be your passion. This is something that you want to do. This is something that you desire. So that way you can stay motivated when you feel like it's getting real rough. You can be motivated. You know, we have all kind of things here to keep our students motivated. I'm their cheerleader, so I'm back here cheerleading for them.
And I think you'd be an awesome cheerleader. I like your personality. You definitely would be an awesome cheerleader. Because one of the things is that it takes is drive, motivation, and determination. And a woman told me a long time ago, even being a social worker, she said, with God, motivation, and determination, you can do whatever you want to do. And that kind of takes individuals, because a lot of times people are looking at the money or they're looking at the fame. They're looking at, and you may not get that right now, you know, and mm-hmm. you never know what your hit maker may be, you know, because
exactly.
when I think of some of the individuals in the entertainment business, and when we start mm-hmm. looking at the Oscars and the Emmys and Grammys, and I mean, it's an honor to be even nominated and selected. That means somebody's watching you. And even with these
yeah.
podcasts, you know, you never know who's out there listening.
Because absolutely.
They do have a dream, but a lot of times, sometimes people will kill the dreamer because or try to kill the dream, but you can't kill the dreamer because people get discouraged. You know, people tell
mm-hmm.
you, well, you can't do this or, you know, things of that nature. And sometimes you got to look past all of that if that's what you really want
right.
to do. You have
that's
to believe
right.
in
mm-hmm.
yourself. You know, I've listened
absolutely.
To some of the things that Tyler Perry has said about being homeless, sleeping in cars,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, where he's at now, Oprah Winfrey. I mean, some of these things just didn't happen overnight, but it happened.
Exactly.
And you have to have that no matter what attitude, no matter what happens,
exactly.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, outgoing and just keep your spirits up. And I know sometimes it gets a lot and overwhelming, but as long as you know what the outcome, keep your vision on the outcome. Keep your eyes
mm-hmm.
on the outcome. Keep your eyes on your vision, you know?
Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
we always
yeah.
tell people stay focused, just stay focused, you know? Because
that's
a
right.
lot of times
stay
people
focused.
Just become so discouraged. I used to tell them, I used to coach kids and with basketball and, you know, a lot of different other things. And I used to tell them life is a process of elimination. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we eliminate ourselves, you know. And a lot of times individuals don't always want to hear a sad story, but they want to hear an encouraging story. And you might just
yeah.
be that one to make a difference, you know. But at least strive to be that one. Just don't give up. And don't
that's
give
right.
in
that's
and don't
key.
Sell
don't
out.
Give up. That's
don't
right.
give up.
Don't give up. That's right.
Now, if you're out there listening and if you have any questions for myself or for Katanya, give us a call at 516-387-1914. Again, 516-387-1914. And, you know, as I'm doing this show, I remember when I used to be a social worker, and I'll never forget, I was working for Hannah's Children's Home. And this little girl who was she was on my caseload, and we was having a Christmas party, and I'm laughing as I'm thinking about this, because
mm-hmm.
I was reminding my daughter of this the other not too long ago. But I was doing something. I don't know if I was doing a raffle, but I was doing something, and I was on the stage with a microphone, because, like I said, I like to talk. The little girl, and I heard her say, mm-hmm. she said, I can't stand her voice, and didn't realize she was talking to my daughter. And I know
oh,
this
wow.
young lady is a grown woman now. I can't wait till I can find her one day, Google her name, and click her my give her my podcast, but you can't stand my voice. I'm still talking. And it was crazy
oh,
because
man.
I heard her when she said, I can't stand her voice. And my daughter was like, that is my mother.
Wow, that is crazy.
So, you know, like I said, you'll find people that will discourage you. People tell you you're too fat, you're too thin, you're too old,
mm-hmm.
you're too... No, you
mm-hmm.
ain't got to be listening to all of that if that's what you really want
right.
to do for yourself. You know?
Yeah, yeah
now,
you just got to do
it.
Like Nike, just do it.
Just do it. Just go for it.
That's
just
right.
go for it.
That's
right. They're like, well, Jenny, do you know what you be doing? Nope, I just talk. I just put it out there, put it together, and we just talk.
So if it's okay, let me leave the number again. For them to get in touch with me. My name is Katanya. And if you guys are listening and if you want to get into the film industry, music industry, audio entertainment, animation, give me a call at 323-769-2719. And we're located 6363 Sunset Boulevard. So that's Sunset and Vine, right in the heart of Hollywood. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow,
I think I'm gonna have to leave you.
Oh, you gotta leave me? I got 21 minutes to be talking about this all by myself.
Oh, you are so funny! Oh my goodness. When are you gonna have your podcast? Because I gotta get on your podcast. Because you are so funny. You should have been
a
comedian.
You want a podcast right now? Who owns Hollywood?
A different one. So look, give me your the next one you're gonna have is gonna be when.
You know what? I do them weekly. I'm on the air on Mondays. I talk about a variety of topics, whether it's dealing with relationships, parenting,
nice.
Drug and alcohol addiction. I talk about whatever individuals want to talk about or whatever comes to my spirit. It's what I do on Mondays
nice.
At 12 p.m. from 12 to 1 because I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I have 5 different office locations. I'm located in the city of Fullerton,
nice.
Garden Grove, Huntington Beach, Oceanside, and in Marietta.
Oh.
So I'm like in 3 different counties. Yeah, I know, I'm all over the place. So
I know I might need some therapy.
Good, I need some therapy myself.
I got
myself.
That too. We got to get this together.
I get it. I totally get it. But I am a therapist by trade, and I own and operate 2 outpatient counseling centers. So if you are a therapist out there and you're looking for a job or you want to get networked, are credentialed in either, I mean, I have the office space, so I need to get somebody up in here to see some of these clients because I get phone calls for all kind of different things. So I work with military population. I'm on several different insurance panels, EAP. I do trainings. I like working with children, adults. Only thing I don't really prefer to do is the depression. And the reason being is because my personality is so bubbly. To where if they're depressed, I can't do depression. Me and depression, we don't get along. I don't even want to entertain that. So I try to find other individuals or I refer them elsewhere if they're dealing with depression.
Yeah,
but if you have a conduct disorder, I do like the 52-week domestic violence program, anger management, I do child abuse, intervention, prevention. So I'm more for helping individuals change and redirect their lives from their maladaptive behaviors and relational issues and mental health issues. And I do it in a way where I meet you where you are. It's like you have to connect with the person before you can correct any behavior. Now, that's on Tuesdays, I do a show and it's called From the Pulpit to the Couch, where I have pastors on the air with me, and we offer biblical teaching and my therapeutic information where we talk about a lot of different topics. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be on the air at 11:30 till 12:30, and the topic is pay it forward because we're going to be talking about giving back. So it's not churchy, but by that same token, people can call in, they can ask the pastor questions, and you know, it's like a regular conversation because you can't just raise your hand and say, Pastor, I got a question. So we're going to call in, and the show is heard in about 4 or 5 different countries. And I've been getting a lot of different positive reviews and feedback from the information that I'm sharing. And I do it because I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah.
But if you have a topic you want to talk about, we can do that. And that's what I told you when you called me that day and was telling me about your school. I said, well, you know what? Let's see what we can do here, you know.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate you.
No problem. You see, I kept you on a little bit more time.
I know.
I see you. You like, look, I got a job. I got to get back to work, Jeanette. I got to, get students up here signed up. Somebody want to talk to me because they might be getting a D in the class and they scared. You know, I got to encourage them and motivate them.
We can't have that.
I know, we can't. We can't. You know, people used to say, my mother used to say, well, if you show up, you should at least get a D. You know, but when you're doing this type of stuff, you should have more than just, I want to show up and sit in the classroom. You got to contribute. You really got to contribute because you got to want it. So what's in you
that's
should
right.
come out
that's
in some kind of way. So
absolutely.
That's very, very, very important. Now, you're throwing me under the bus a little bit, but I'm okay with that because I don't know much about different things.
I don't want to throw you under the bus.
You throw me under the bus, so I got to give me an Emmy, a Grammy. You know, I was saying once, I forgot what I said. I said something to my daughter, and she was like, Mom, that's the wrong line of work, because one of them is music, the other one is movies, because I get them all confused.
Oh, my goodness.
I get them all confused, you know. So, but by that same token.
One of them. We know you're talking about
one of them. Whether it's going to be a movie you did or a song you wrote or singing or whatever.
Right, exactly.
You know? But there's different categories. And that's why I am really glad that there are schools that can educate individuals on these types of things, because some people just don't know. And some people
and get a real degree.
Thank you, a real degree. But before you leave, I wanted you to share something about unrealistic expectations, because a lot of times individuals may become disappointed, but let's talk about unrealistic expectations.
Well, in my opinion, I just think that, like, we should just set goals, like, every single day, just goals, just attainable goals that you can obtain, but also challenge yourself, you know, definitely challenge yourself. Think outside the box. It's just so many platforms out here now, so there's no excuse. You know what I mean? It's just no excuse. So, but my thing is for here, for the Los Angeles Film School, you can obtain it. You definitely can get your degree. All you have to do is, like I said, be passionate about what you do, because then it's not going to become like a job to you. You know, it's not going to become school. It's going to be your networking. It's all about networking, because we're such a big melting pot. You know, so network. And then the fact that we're right here in Hollywood. So that just gets me excited anyway.
You know,
just set realistic goals, you know, yearly goals, you know, daily goals, you know, goals that you know that you can achieve. But in that aspect of it, challenge yourself too, you know, just challenge yourself. Say, you know what, all I got to do is show up, study, do what I need to do. I'm in the place to be because I'm in Hollywood. I'm networking with everyone. Our instructors are in the film, in the entertainment industry. So they're going to deposit different gold nuggets in our pockets anyway, you know, otherwise if we were in a different, like a traditional school, because we're not traditional. So it's super cool. You can go to school to the, three days a week. So,
That's good. 3 days a week?
Yeah.
So you really don't have no excuse. You can't be ditching if you got to go, because when I was in school 5 days a week, I used to ditch to go get some food. But if I only had to go 3 days, I think I wouldn't have to ditch then.
Right. We make it so convenient, 2 to 3 days, you know. And then they're jumping right into their major, you know, because like traditional schools, you have to take your general education classes first and all of this. But when you're here, you just jump right in. So if you're doing film production, you're jumping right in. And then the general education classes are just sprinkled throughout your semester, which is super cool because now you're not bored, you know what I mean, with everything.
And you know what, and it's crazy because it's funny you talked about being bored, because a lot of times in regular school, people want to become comedians because they are bored. And that gets people in a lot of trouble, and that's something you maybe want to start writing for comedy. You know, writers, producers, you know, filmmakers. I want to read something because one of my, because like I said, I was talking about Talisha Berry and sister, we call her Keisha Carter. She works for KGLH radio station, and she's on the air, I think every first and third Sunday, and she's also a minister. And she was on yesterday, and I was listening to her because I try to make sure I support a lot of the events that she does. And she had on there, she says, giving big ups, props, and a super shout out to producer Whitney Porter and some of the kings from the documentary Making of a King. She said it was an enjoyable show with well-rounded brothers who know their identity. And thanks for letting God lead you as men of God, purposeful living. So, like I said, individuals have a lot of talent out there, a lot of information
out there.
I was also watching on Netflix the documentary on Clarence Avant. And he was interesting because he was a man that had limited education but was able to make deals. And a lot of individuals in the entertainment and music industry would go to him because he was a deal maker. And, I mean, we have our highs, we have our lows, we have our ups, we have our downs. And that's just part of the merry-go-round. But you just can't get off the boat. You know, you just have to stay there and wait your turn. Wait your turn. Don't be hating. Don't be, you know, jealous and envious of other individuals. But wait your turn, because you never know what you may have to contribute. And like I said, even if it's sharing some information, that somebody may take your story and do something with it. You know, people tell me, Jeanette, you need to write a book. I'm like, I don't want to write. Now my hands hurt, so arthritis is kicking my butt. But I better do something.
So this means you really need to go ahead and get it done.
Girl, my hands are killing me. It be killing me. I asked Kalisa one time, I said, can I just talk in the mic and it just type it all up for me? But it'd be like somebody sending you a text message. You know how you say one thing and the text message just says something totally different?
The auto. Yeah,
so
the auto correct.
I gotta be careful with that. Yeah, I got to proofread it and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
But like I said, but we do need to get out there, share your thoughts, share your ideas, because somebody may need to hear it. You know, and like I said, I'm not trying to make it about me, but even when I talk about the story and where I come from and growing up in Compton and, you know, how I got started with even being the owner of the Center for the Treatment of Addiction and J.A. Precious, is a story behind it. And people tell me, you need to write the book. I talk to crazy people, and they think I'm crazy. You know, I do therapy where I make therapy so fun, the clients don't even realize they're in therapy. They think I'm their friend.
Exactly.
But
you're
I've
related,
learned.
You're relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You're relatable.
And see,
a lot of
therapists struggle with that because they want to be so professional. We lose individuals. Not that I'm unprofessional, but you have to be able to speak a person's language. You know, you have to be able to feel their pain. And that's what a lot of these movies now is doing to us. It's making us feel, which is something that we didn't do. We didn't want to feel. You know, we wanted to just act out or justify or find an excuse. And not only making us feel, and this is what happens with even obtaining education, it makes you think.
Yeah.
When you learn to think and you learn to become a critical thinker, wow, the sky is the limit. The sky
is the limit. Absolutely. I definitely agree to that. I definitely agree.
See, if you can hang on 9 more minutes, then I won't have to talk to myself.
I know. Oh, my goodness. You are so
You just hang on to 9 more minutes. I won't have to talk to myself.
Oh, oh, man.
You'd be like,
you are amazing in what you do.
It's a long lunch break. You can say, well, I was trying to promote the school. I was putting the information out there.
That's it. That's
you know,
right,
so that's a good thing. You are networking, so that is a good thing. Now, again, you said you are located. Thank you. And you know what? And not only that, let people know where you guys are. Let people know what's available. Like I said, because there's so many different things. You don't have to be in front of the camera. You could be behind the camera. As long as you have a high school diploma, a high school diploma, a GED, you can obtain a higher education in film and music, in animation, in video effects, in music. I mean, there's so many different things. And like I said, things are changing, and I'm quite sure it's going to be changing even more because some things are going not only just with the automation but digital. You know, individuals are looking to do certain things. Even myself, I tell people that I want to do therapy to where it's more virtual, to where people could just log on and see me do a therapy session versus me being in all these offices having everybody in my office. So that's how things are just evolving. Even in the therapy, we have telehealth. Correct. And at first, I had never even heard of that. But I'm glad I got a young intern because my intern helps me with all of this stuff. She keeps up with the day-to-day stuff. Girl, I still got an iPhone 10. No, I got an Apple 5 or 6, one of them. She'd be like, you need to update your phone. I'm like, I don't want to. Too many gadgets. I got to have all that. So I'm like, that's too many punching buttons and trying to keep up with stuff. Keep it simple. But by that same token, we do have to, when you know better, you do better. And when there's information out there and people that are willing to help, you know, like I said, I like the fact that there are individuals out there to coach individuals, to help individuals brand and market, because you don't want to just have this information, these degrees, and don't know how to market it or package yourself. Because you do want to get yourself out there.
Absolutely.
And like I said,
that's what our entertainment business program is about, marketing. And marketing yourself and branding yourself.
I'm going to take you to another area. A lot of times, individuals, we talk about agents and entertainment attorneys. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
an agent, obtaining an agent, because I heard you talk about the branding and the marketing, but there's also mm-hmm. not only some individuals self-brand and they market themselves, but some individuals obtain mm-hmm. an agent. What's the difference between the two?
The agent? With our entertainment business program, they will be able to, if they wanted to get into the like the art of pitching, they could mm-hmm. get into that. They could get into the artist management. So I think that will be more so geared towards that, like the manager, the person that's going to go over the different contracts and mm-hmm. make sure that person is not being taken for granted and all that good stuff. So the whole entertainment business program is definitely well-rounded for that particular thing. So if they wanted to
be
a producer or the manager part aspect of it. So it's like the behind-the-scenes person, you know, that's going to get develop the creative producing of it, develop the artist management part of it. So, yeah, and that comes with the branding and all of that.
My other question was because from watching the documentary that I saw about Clarence Avant, is that was kind of what he did. He was that go-to guy, the guy that kind of like it didn't make sense to him. And he was real. He was down to earth. He was authentic. And people respect him. And they knew that he wasn't going to let nothing like that happen, you know, nothing bad happen. But, and you know, because sometimes we talk about entertainment attorneys, you know, there's some good ones, there's some bad ones. You want to find somebody to have your best interest when you're looking for an entertainment attorney also.
Absolutely.
But I want to throw something else out there, and I don't know if you mentioned it in your schooling. Do you guys do voiceovers? Because when we talk about animation, there's a lot of cartoons. You know, I'm ready to go see The Secret Life, The Pet, the part two. Girl, I love the first one. I love that little dog when she told that hawk, I don't know if I could trust you.
The Secret Life of Pets.
Girl, that
do you have
so
any pets?
Funny. Girl, I do have pets, but I have a dog. But the thing is, a lot of individuals, we talk about animation, is voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
Do your school offer education in voiceover?
So, not necessarily. What we do with the visual effects is going to be a visual. And then as far as the animation, that's going to be, you know, well, that's self-explanatory with the animation. But not so much as voiceovers.
See, that may be something you might want to take to the board and just say, hey, you know what, with all of this stuff that's going on, with all of these different things, and, because some individuals might want to learn how to do voiceovers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's so many different characters.
Like storyboard. So it's like a storyboard and storytelling. So they do that. And they do like model creations and different things like that with the animation. They do creative writing, though, that's for sure. What else do they do in that class? They do so many things, like commentary art. So maybe that goes like voiceovers, but it's not geared towards voiceovers. So they'll get a little bit of everything. So mostly like visual production, visual effect productions and composing and all that. Yeah. We also help them do their portfolios and different things.
Got you. And you know what? And I like the way you talked about with the portfolio, because a lot of times when we're talking about putting things together and branding, portfolios are very, very important because it shows what you've done, what you, you know, your experience, sometimes references. It's like a resume. And putting things together is like your script. This is who I am. This is what I bring to the table. These are some of my ideas. And, you know, an attitude is very important, but you want to keep a positive attitude, because sometimes, even with all the wealth of knowledge you have, individuals don't want to work with arrogant, cocky people.
So you don't want to come off, and I don't want to say Roseanne Barr and wind up in trouble, but you don't want to come off as someone that know it all and you can't learn anything, because you can also learn from the people that works with you. Now, we're going to be wrapping it up, and I'm glad I was able to coerce you into staying on a little bit longer so I wouldn't be on here by myself. So
It's my pleasure.
So, again, tell the listeners your name, how to find you, and where you, I mean, whatever you want them to know.
Well, again, my name is Ketanya Pittman, and that's with a C. The phone number where you can reach me at is 323-769-2719. And, again, we are located 6363 Sunset Boulevard, and that's Los Angeles, California, right between Sunset and Vine. And you can also go on our website, which is lafilm.edu. Check out the programs. Check out our alumni page. Check out the daily tours that we have available. Yeah, just go on there. And we also have a event calendar on there, too, so you can check that out. And if you're ready to go ahead and jumpstart your career, come see me. Come see me, and we'll get it done.
Wow. Well, thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You are so delightful.
Think outside the box. No excuses. So, you know what, if you want to make you some money writing some things, telling your story, go for it. Go educate yourself. I don't want to do like the commercial, get a degree, telling people to go to school to learn how to do ACDC, be a drug counselor, where you can do a whole lot more.
That's right.
So, and if you want to join me tomorrow I will be on the air as we'll be talking about pay it forward. And on Monday, I got to follow up with another guy. I had a guy contact me from another country. He did a show with me several months ago. He wants to do another show, so we're going to be, he's going to let me know what his topic is, so you can join me again next Monday at 12 p.m. And again, tomorrow from 11:30 to 12:30. And I look forward to also meeting you, and like I said, visiting your campus.
Absolutely.
And thank you for calling me. I appreciate you, too. Okay?
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right. So
wonderful
remember,
way.
Until the next until the next time we talk, remember, you've got this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.